And I don't think that's the kind of running to Christ that Paul was talking about. He was talking about running to Christ to be with Christ, like Christ, in his death and resurrection, and to be in heaven with Christ. That's some ambition, but it is an ambition we can all have. So let's unpack the reading a little bit and see how maybe it affects us. So Paul established the church in Philippi on his second missionary tour. In Acts chapter 16, verses 11 and 12, we read, "From Troas we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day we went on to Neapolis. From there we travelled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days." Now, the letter that we have in the Bible was written 10 to 12 years after that establishing of the church. And according to the notes in my Bible, it's a warm and personal letter to a church for which he felt deep affection. The church in Philippi would therefore have known Paul's story quite well, and where he started out from, which was as a Pharisee. So he starts by reminding them of his credentials in Jewish life. Before he met Christ, he was well and truly a zealous Pharisee. His pedigree is flawless, as he says, a Hebrew of Hebrews, of the powerful tribe of Benjamin, which allowed him to become a Pharisee. Paul was an upholder of the law, capital letters, in a big way. And he was zealous in persecuting people considered heretics, and specifically the early church. Until he met Christ on the road to Damascus, that is. Because after that, all that Paul was so proud of became garbage, as he said. In some translations, it's dung. Well, now he has his eyes firmly focused on Christ and the salvation that Christ promises. But in Hebrew communities at the time, Jewish communities at the time, the idea that salvation came from anywhere other than upholding the law was revolutionary, unheard of, not right. As a Pharisee, Paul's steely efforts would have been to uphold the law and really make sure other people lived by it, because that way was salvation. And that's the law as prescribed by the Pharisees, of course. And in that role, Paul was very competent, sure of himself, and then he meets Christ, and now he's a seeker. So he writes to the Philippians about his new passion. "I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection, participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead." He admits that he's a seeker. He doesn't know it all. He's got his eyes set firmly on the prize, which is to become like Christ, but he is still on the path. He says, "Not that I have already obtained this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ." We're in Lent, and Lent is a time for reflection and resetting. At least that's how I see it. Some people say it's to give up chocolate. I don't eat chocolate, so that's easy. But Lent is an important time to be in prayer, to reflect, and to reset. And perhaps like Paul, we can recite our worldly pedigree and achievements. We may be proud of our family background, our education, our offspring and their offspring, our careers, the good works we have done. Oh, and by the way, we go to church on Sundays. So we're all right, aren't we? That brings us closer to God, doesn't it? But as we reflect on our lives and our aspirations during Lent, I think it's also important to rekindle the goals that we have as Christians. Do we have a passion like Paul did for becoming like Christ? I think it's okay to acknowledge we're not there yet, but do we have an appetite for the road ahead? Paul says, I do this forgetting what is behind. During Lent, a time of reflection, we can look at the past, be that past achievements or past regrets, but then we need to let them go. Once we let the past go, we can press on towards the goal ahead, but only if we know in our hearts what that goal is. Only when we know what the goal is can we have the passion, the desire, the drive, the energy for the road ahead. As I said earlier, Paul was in prison when he wrote to the Philippians, and hopefully we won't have to go through that kind of hardship. But life is a rocky road. There are always going to be obstacles, large and small, in our journey of faith. I believe Lent is a time to regenerate the passion for Christ in our lives. And then together with Paul, we can run towards Christ and embrace him. Amen.